Okay, so the Gemara over here discusses, there are a handful number of Gemaras that discuss Yeshu HaNotri, the history of Yeshu HaNotri. So let's go down to the Gemara.
Okay.
Yeshua ben Prachya Maihi. Yeshua it is. Let's see. Yeshua ben Prachya Maihi. The Gemara has a discussion that the topic of the Gemara is a person should never push away a Talmud with two hands. It's an expression. A person should, when a person needs to give Musar, le'olam yehei doicha b'yamin u'mikarev b'smol. You push with your right hand. With your left hand, and you pull with your right. The koyach of hamshacha, of bringing the person closer to you, always has to be stronger than the koyach of pushing the person away from you. And the truth is, when you push a person with one hand and you pull him with another hand, what are you in essence doing? You're turning him around. You're turning like a person is going in the wrong way. A person is going what we call today taking the scenic route. Right? They go children at risk, children on the fence, children off the derech. Children taking the scenic route. That's the new term. You take a person is going the wrong path. So where are you going? You're going the wrong way. Turn around. So what do? So look at my hands. I have my left hand, my right hand. I'm going to pull him with my right hand and push him with my left hand. I push with this hand and pull. What am I doing? Turning him around. Okay, so when you want to make a person do tshuva, le'olam yehei doicha b'smol, my left hand, and give him a push. But v'karev b'yamin, pull. So when you push with your left and pull with your right, in essence, you're turning the person around. That's the goal. And which force to use the right is the stronger. The koyach of bringing close is stronger than the koyach of pushing away. Yeshua ben Prachya, the Rebbe, he was the Rebbe. He pushed away his Talmud with too much force. The Gemara begins.
Rebbe Yeshua ben Prachya ran away to Egypt.
He is the one, and he is Yeshu. Well, he's one of many Yeshus. Okay, well, there's a lot to discuss with tomorrow. Maybe we're going to spend a little more time. So we have the Vahagdama and Mirsham tomorrow. We'll discuss them more than tomorrow. Maybe we'll learn tomorrow. We might not do the Sefer Chassidim. We might just spend time on this topic. And then we should, it's accepted, certainly amongst us, that there was at least two, if not three, people who are called Yeshu HaNotri. Christianity has a very long and complex history. It's cited in the Gemara, bits and pieces here and there. And some things are written in code. Some things are totally mistaken. People assume that we are referring to Yeshu HaNotri, and it's categorically wrong. It's not Yeshu HaNotri, it's referring to something else. But there are bits and pieces that do refer to him. But what we refer to him is not necessarily the Yeshu that the Goyim refer to. They're different.
Christian Jesus was during the reign of
Hordas. And that was about 100 years before the Chorban.
He killed the Rabbanim, so he ran away to Egypt, and then he would be Shem and Shetah sent him.
That was even earlier.
That was 100 years earlier.
Right. Even earlier. Okay, Yana, so we're going back to a very, very early period of time. Let's see. His name is... Sorry? We learned a year ago. We learned the same Gemara at the end of Sanhedrin. This Gemara is a drop different. We learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Kuv Zayin. Kuv Zayin came out the same Gemara, but a little few differences. The reason why this is better because this is mamash on the page. The other one there, it's only in the part that's missing on the side of the Gemara. Okay, but I want to just use the Hakdama. I want to do the other things. We'll just get the basic essentials. Let's run through very, very quickly. The Gemara begins. Yerushalayim ben Prachya, some of you can't doubt your copies are not so great. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 12 11 lines. 11 lines after it gets wide,
right,
towards the beginning of the line. But Yeshua ben Prachya Mayu, go very, very quickly. Yanai Malka Lirabanan. Yanai Malka. So the time is very important, as Dr. Friedman mentioned, which is approximately in the middle of the time. Well, Yanai Malka is like, what? Chashmonoim, at the end of the beginning. The end?
Early.
Early.
Yeshua ben Prachya, there's a difference of opinion when he lived. In the time, he was the Nasi in the time of Hanukkah, or one sefer that I saw,
yeah,
and I took out another historical sefer, Yeshua ben Prachya lived even a long time before Hanukkah.
Before Hanukkah, okay.
So it was like the late 3500s. Yashka lived 3760.
What is Yalmai relative to Talmai HaMelech?
Way before.
Yeah.
And Yanai was way later. Right. So this would seem then that this took place after the Hanukkah miracle.
Right. He was one of the Hashmonai kings later on. Yeah. So it's after 165 BC.
Okay. So this took place towards the end, closer to the end of the Bayis Sheni. Closer towards, maybe tomorrow we'll try to get more information. Do more research. Yanai HaMelech, he killed all of the Rabbanon. Terrible tragedy. Shimon ben Shetach Itminu Achte. Who was the queen? The queen, the wife of Yanai HaMelech, was the brother of the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. Shimon ben Shetach was the Rebbe. His sister was the queen. So his sister had connections. So he was a wanted man. All of the Chacham were being killed. So his sister told him where to go hide. So Atminu, Rabbanu Shimon Shetach, Atminu, actually his sister put him in hiding. Rabbi Shimon Prachya, now he was a Talmud. Rabbi Shimon Prachya was a loyal student of Shimon ben Shetach. So when the Rebbe went, the Talmidim went with him. They also had immunity. Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya, Ozal, he went, Orak, he went together with him, Alexandria Shalom Yitzrayim, to Egypt. Okay, time passed. They hid out there. Time passed, and now there was peace. Yanai either died, or the Gzer was bottled. So they got a text from, Shimon Shetach got a text from his sister, that it's safe to come out of the hole. He sent him.
What was his sister's name?
It does not say.
Martha.
It does not say what his name was. So again, one more time. Atminu Achte. Fine. Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya Ozal Orak Lachsan Yitzchom Shem. He on his own. Rabbi Yeshua ben Prachya on his own went to go and be with his Rebbe. He escaped. He escaped and went to be with his Rebbe in Alexandria Mishram, Kiavi Shalma, when there was peace, Sholach Lei. So the sister, the queen, sent to him a message, Shimon ben Shetach, Mini Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh, from I, Yerushalayim, his sister is writing, from I, who was living in Yerushalayim, the Ir HaKodesh, L'chot to you, Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim, Achoisi Baali, Achoisi, my sister, Baali Shorui Bisoichech, my sister, my master, is living Bisoichech, the At Yosheves Shoimama, which means, Torah, Achoisi over here means, Emor Lechochma Achoisi At. Okay, look at Rashi. Rashi says, the one that sent this message, I'm sorry, who's the one that sent this message?
I think Shimon.
Oh, I'm sorry, he sent the message.
I made a mistake.
You're right. Shimon shall send the message to Rabbi Shimon Yeshua Prachya. One more time. I'm sorry. Achoisi Baali Sharui B'Soichech, V'ani Yosheves Shoimema, I am here all alone. Omar, Shma Mina, Havale Shalma, this is an indication that the Gzerah is over. The Gzerah is over, it's time to come out. Ki Osa, when he returned, Iklalahu Ushpiza, he went to a motel. It was a long trip to go from Alexandria Shal Mitzrayim to return back to Yerushalayim. Kom Kamayu, Bikra, Shapir Avdele Yikara Tuva. So they came to a motel. Okay, this is a bikra means I think like a lodge. Shaper of delay yukara tuva, and they did for him great honor. They were mechabed him. They gave him a lot of honor. They treated him very well. Yosef kol mishtabach kama noh achsan yazo. So Rabbi Shimon Shetach, when they returned, okay, when they were returning back to Eretz to Yerushalayim, and they stopped over by this bikra, and they treated them with great honor. So Shimon ben Shetach said,
Shimon ben Prachya? Shimon ben Shetach stood in Yerushalayim.
He said, he's going to be in the way, Rabbi Yishua ben Prachya in the motel.
Okay, I made a mistake. Okay,
The queen kept Shimon ben Shetach there.
She hid him.
The bench.
Okay.
There was no Talmidei Chachamim there. And the king had the bench. So Shimon ben Shetach did the benching for them. So he stayed in Yerushalayim.
And Yeshua ben Prachya was the one that went. He ran away to Lachsan Yishol Mitzrayim. And then the Rebbe said to him, I'm all alone. There's peace now in Yerushalayim. And I need my student. I need you to learn with me. Please come back and learn. So he realizes, oh, there's peace. The Gzer is over. He gets up. He begins to go, travels back. And as he travels back, they come to an inn, a bikra. At the inn, the hostess is mechabed the Talmidim, Yeshua ben Prachya, and she gives them food and drink and gives them everything they possibly can need. Omar lei echa mi Talmidav, Rebbe, and then he praises her, and he praises, wow, kame noach san yezo. Omar lei echa mi Talmidav, Rebbe, how could you say that she's beautiful? Einecha terutois, her eyes are agulois, they're round. She has round eyes, she does not have such nice eyes. Omar le Rosha, Bikachato Isaik. You're looking at women. When I said Kamen no Achsanya Zo, I did not mean her physical appearance. I meant her midois, her hanhogois, her derecherets. I was not referring to her physical appearance. You misunderstood me and you thought I referred to her physical appearance. That's how you refer to her. That's what you're referring. Apik Arba Mea Shapure. He took out his shofar. And he blew 400 times the shofar, Vishamte. He told everyone in the world that this Talmud is an oisvarf. Get out of my yeshiva. I never want to see you. You have unfiltered internet access. Kol yoima osa lekamei. So the student every single day came to him. Every single day the student came to Rabbi Shimon ben Prachya, begging him, Rebbe, Rebbe, chotasi, I made a mistake. Take me back. V'loy kible, he refused to take him back.
What?
The day came when finally he was mekabel upon himself, I will take you back. Yom Echad, one day, Havikah Karus Shema, he was reciting Kriya Shema, but that day he was mekabel upon himself and he will take him back. It was bad timing. He came back to him at the same moment when he was in the middle of reciting Kriya Shema, and he put out his hand as if to say, give me a minute, let me at least finish reciting Kriya Shema. The student did not understand what the motion meant. He thought the Rebbe was saying to him, get lost. Get lost. That's not what the Rebbe meant. But it was the straw that broke the camel's back. And the student decided, you know what? Atkan. I have already tried to come back so many times. You rejected me. I don't want anything to do with you. Os lekamei havis medaite lekabule. He wanted to accept him. Ach vile biyade. He motioned. Savar, the student thought, mitcha dochile. He's pushing him away. Ozal, so he said, enough of you. Ozal, he went, Zokav Levinta, he took a brick, Polcha, he stood it up, he worshipped it, period. Years later, Rabbi Shimon Prachya met up with him and said to his student, my student, Amalei, Chazorbach, do teshuva. It was a misunderstanding that I pushed that you went away. Do teshuva. Amalei, Rebbe, it's too late. You've already taught me that the only one to whom the gates of teshuva are open are people who would not cause other people to be nichshol. I am in the category of a chayte or machte. I cause other people to be nichshol. I learned kol chayte or machte yasaram ain maspikim biyadoy lasos teshuva.
It's more difficult to do teshuva.
More difficult. The amar mar kishef vehesis vediach vehechte yas yisrael. Such a person, there's nothing you can do about it. The person already, that person is already lost. Tanya Meshibin Nilzo Omer Yetzer V'Tinoik V'Isha. When with regard, this is a summary of the Gemara with regard to the Yetzer Hara, a Tinoik, a child V'Isha, and an Isha as well, when they give their Musar, be extremely careful when you give Musar to a small doichav mikareves. Now, okay, I just want to make 2 points. It's really a chazar we learned yesterday, last year. I really want to go into the new chazara. Christianity is all based upon the principle of Trinity. Okay, not to go through their ideology. What is Trinity? Trinity, there's more, it's not just Rachman al-Assan, the Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Yadus, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's only Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Unfortunately, these people are misguided. They believe that this the Goyal, their Mashiach, also has power. And then there's a third, the Holy Ghost. There's also a third power. These three come together, form the foundation of their religion. Why? Why is Christianity challenging the oneness of the Ribbono Shel Olam? And the answer is super obvious. It's super obvious if you learn the Gemara to understand the origins of Christianity. The event that triggered Yeshu leaving Klal Yisrael and going out and making a religion was Kriyas Shema. He came back to his Rebbe. What was the image Yeshu had of his Rebbe? Kriyas Shema. His Rebbe was saying, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. There's only one God. There's nothing else in this world but the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nothing else. And this student, through Kriyas Shema, was rejected. Every day, I come to you, I beg Mechila, take me back into the yeshiva. No, 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 no. He comes back, the Rebbe is saying Kriyas Shema, the Rebbe sees between his eyes the students over here, and the Rebbe goes, get lost. The rejection was sandwiched in the moment of his Rebbe saying, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad.
What does that mean?
So when this rebel, when this student who was hurt goes and rebels, what do you think he's going to do? He's going to create a religion whose whole religion is built upon the principle where I disagree with Echad. I'm going to show you up that it's not Echad. It's going to be three. It's not just going to be two, it's going to be three. There's going to be a Mashiach, who's going to be a Shutif, the Son of God. And there's going to be this thing called the Spirit, this Holy Ghost. There's going to be the whole foundation of Christianity is the rejection of Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, for good reason. Because this is the image, this was the critical moment of rejection, where he was saying Kriyas Shema. That's one Yisoid. Yisoid number two, what did he do? He took a Levena, and he erected a Levena, and worshipped it. What's the significance of Christianity? What's a Levena? Or a Levena? In Chumash, Migdal Bavel. How did Migdal Bavel begin? It began technology, the invention of a Levena. They ran out of stone. They live in Bavel. Bavel, there are no stones. No stones. So they couldn't, what could you do? You're stuck. You're severely limited in technology if you don't have stones. You can't build anything. What can you build? It was an incredible invention. Someone came along and invented a Levena. Artificial stones. Technology. You're able to create. We're able. Oh, technology. They took the use of technology to build a tower to rebel against the Ribbono Shel Olam. This is exactly what Yeshu did. Yeshu, he said, you want to reject me? Yadus takes us back to Maisa Bereishis. What is Yadus all about? You see, Maisa Bereishis, the creation of the world. Hashem created this world. Matan Torah. There are two critical moments in Yadus. What are the critical moments in Yadus? Maisa Bereishis. What's the second critical moment? Matan Torah. Where's Matan Torah? In the desert. There's no technology out there in the desert. Okay? It's a land of nothingness. Total desolation, nothingness. We will mekabel the Torah that was given, created, before the world was created. And we live with that. Oh, what about technology? No. Technology is a tool that we use in Yadus to serve Hashem. Christianity and other religions, they worship Maisa Yidei Adam. The Levena is a creation of man. It is a contribution that man has brought into this world. There are no stones, so there are no stones, so we'll improvise. We'll make Levenas. This represents the most basic concept of human beings' contribution, significant contribution to the understanding, to the establishment of this world. That's where he found a mokoim, a Pesach, to draw people. Man is also important. Let us worship Ma'aseh Yedei Adam. And indeed, you look at society. You look at their values. I mean, this already requires a little more finesse. Is that in Christianity, in the secular religion, there is a very great emphasis on today. Times have changed. Times have changed. It's not like it was years ago. Years ago, there was no electricity. There were no cars. There was no technology. So years ago, Shabbos is Shabbos. Years ago, you can't go make fire. But today, we have electricity, we have smartphones, and we have new technology. It's not mistaver that we should continue observing Shabbos on Saturday. And you can't go in a car. You can use a car to go to shul. Christianity is all, a good chunk of Christianity is built upon the principle is, times have changed. We're not living back in caves of Ma'aseh Bereishis. And therefore, what the Torah, the mitzvahs that the Torah gave, are no longer applicable in our day and age. There are changes have to be made. To go give bris milah today, why would you want to give a bris milah today? This is Yadus, you're right, a lot of things have changed in science at times, and theoretically it doesn't make any sense. Doesn't matter. Torah is built upon the way it was given, Ma'aseh Bereishis, Matan Torah. We go back to the fundamentals, we go back to the Avonim. We don't look at the Levanim. Levanim is a modern contribution to this world. Yeshu saw he had an ability to sway, to be Ma'aseh Sumadiach, by making a religion that focuses on the Levanim, not on the Avonim. Klal Yisrael, we worship Hashem, Mizbach Adoma Taseli, a Mizbech of stones. Okay, what's a Mizbech? A Mizbech, of Evan, Yaakov Avinu, Vayitzak, Shemin al-Rosha, it's Avonim. The Mahos of Yeshu is, times have changed. It's now time to focus on the Levena and make all the changes to adapt to what man has done. Echad? No, there's three. Diversity, whatever you want to call it. This is, in this Gemara, I believe, lies the Iker Shoresh of where Christianity has used tools they've used to break away from Yadus to begin to form the very, very early roots, which would take generations to become of what it is today. A whole new religion today, which again has happened over a very long period of time with many different people, many many players, many events, and there's been a lot of corruption of history by the Goyim, hide various events, which I think that part we'll discuss more tomorrow, but you can't ignore this Gemara is where really it all begins to start.
I'm going to go to the hospital.